Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to do this limited in scope. We can't go too long with this. So let's just go with the title matches. Rosenberg, is Seth Rollins going to win the Universal title?
Yeah, it's time. It's going to be Seth Rollins. Brock has got to get focused on UFC. It's going to be Seth Rollins. I would love to see, maybe Roman come out after he wins and spear him. I think that would be really fun to try to get him back into a heel mode because that's what he's really, really good at. But I don't think the WWE would have the guts to do that, being everything that he's going through. That's my prediction on that. But yeah, Seth Rollins wins.
I need more energy when we do our next prediction. I mean, you sound like
Paul's here for this kind of on the energy, and Paul's kind of, oh, did you hear about the thing? There's traffic and MTA.
I don't.
The three trains are running slowly, and that's just Paul's delivery.
That's my delivery.
And then I sound like a maniac every time I'm on the air. And
I have content. I have the content. It's all about me.
No, it's no content. All Listen, right. I've said this a million times. When it comes to Brock Lesnar, you throw everything out the window. Like Hogan, like Triple H. When Brock is in the match, you pick Brock every time. He's the master of chess. He's a great businessman. The build-up for Seth here, he's sort of taking a backseat to Becky. He's taking a backseat to Kofi. To me, the story does not have Seth winning the title here. Brock retains. Do they have a plan after this? Who knows? They'll figure it out, but Brock will beat Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, probably be third or fourth from the top.
Yeah, as the week has gone on, I'm kind of in the middle about this now. I thought, you know what, just give it to Seth Rollins. Guy deserves it. Guy won the Royal Rumble. It's time for him to get the big title back. Remember, he had that WWE title run a couple of years ago. And they got to move on from Brock Lesnar. I mean, you can't have a part-time champion. I know he's a big name. So a guy like Joe Beningo knows who Brock Lesnar is. You're a non-wrestling fan. You know who Brock Lesnar is. That does you no good from April to the following April. It only does you any good at WrestleMania. So I get what you're saying, that it's not the main event. We know it's not. And so when you're not the main event at WrestleMania, there's less likelihood of a title change. But I think we have to learn the lessons, and Lugie certainly has, over the last few years. And that's just when you think it's over for Brock Lesnar, it's not over for Brock Lesnar. So I still lean towards Seth Rollins, but I'm probably more 50-50 than I ever was. There is a WWE title match for those listening saying, what, they have two titles? Because that was the Universal title. They do. They split the brands. There's a Raw kind of company. There's a SmackDown company. They tried to make it like it's two different WWEs, basically. That's my explanation, because Mike's probably listening right now, and he wants to know.
So there's two champions?
Yes, there are two champions. Daniel Bryan is the WWE champion. He is wrestling Kofi Kingston. Rosenberg with some energy. What do you got?
I'll try to bring the energy. I think this is Kofi Kingston. I think it's his time. He's had the Daniel Bryan WrestleMania 30 buildup, and it's funny that he's now facing Daniel Bryan. I think he wins. He'll drop the belt within a month.
Yeah, that makes sense. Lugie?
He read my notes. Kofi will win the match. They'll figure out a way to get it back on Daniel Bryan. I like when the heel has the title and the babyface chases the heel. Daniel Bryan's been a great heel champion. But the story for Kofi here, it's going to be great. He's going to win the title. They'll get it back on Bryan. They'll feud the New Day with Daniel Bryan and maybe a Luke Harper, a Bray Wyatt, and Eric Rowan, something like that. I think that's where they go after this.
I mean, you guys may be right that you give Kofi his moment, the crowd goes nuts. Kofi Kingston's been a mid-card guy for a very long time, very talented performer, as we all know. Give the people what they want and then take it away 5 minutes later. I mean, that's the WWE does that very well. They did that a few years ago with Zack Ryder when he won the Intercontinental title. I thought it was horrible. And then 5 minutes later, it's gone, and you never see him on the shows anymore. It's basically not even wrestling. I don't think they're going to do it, though. I think Daniel Bryan's going to beat him. I really do. I don't think that the WWE always needs to give you what you want. A lot of times, they're not going to give you what you want. If it was up to what you wanted, Triple H would have lost to Booker T at WrestleMania 19. If they gave you what you wanted, Sting would have beaten Triple H.
But what did I just say before?
What?
Triple H, Hulk Hogan, Brock Lesnar, you throw the book out when it comes to those guys. You just gave two great examples.
All right,
and Triple H shouldn't have main evented against Jericho on the same show as Rock Hogan. So when it comes to guys like Triple H, Brock Lesnar, you don't use logic with those.
All
guys.
Right, I got to think of a better example then. Well, I can't even say last year because I think that the people wanted nothing between Lesnar and Reigns. I don't think people wanted Roman Reigns to win. So I guess that's not even a good example. I got to think of another one. Oh, 33. They didn't want Roman Reigns to win. And they gave, or 32, I should say, against Triple H or Roman Reigns Undertaker. So unless we're throwing the book out for Reigns too, same thing. I think Daniel Bryan's going to win. I think the run's going to continue. At some point, does Kofi get the title? Maybe. I don't know. But not here. And then you've got the main event. It is a women's match. And I want to make something very clear, okay? I think sometimes they've pushed women's wrestling harder than maybe it deserved. Not here. This is the main event of WrestleMania. This is not being politically correct. This is not about we want to show we care about women. No, no, no. This is the true main event of WrestleMania. And that's the biggest compliment I think anybody could give this division and what these women have done. All right, they took women's wrestling, which was an afterthought by the WWE. They used to give them 30 seconds. Nobody cared. They used to do something very different in the late 90s, which I'm not even going to get into, all right, the way they handled women's wrestling. They deserve, this is the best storyline. These are three great characters in their own different way. They've got the star power. This is deservedly the main event of WrestleMania 35. Ronda Rousey, who I'm sure a lot of our listeners have heard of, if you're still listening. Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair, the daughter of Ric Flair. Rosie, who's going to win?
This is Charlotte Flair. This is going to be Charlotte because there's nothing Vince wants more than to drag this storyline out and out and out and to crush the 100,000 people that are going to be there tomorrow night, crush their dreams, crush their hearts. This is Charlotte Flair. This has all lined up. Everything that you guys just said of how you throw the book out the window with Triple H and Brock, that is the reason why Charlotte Flair will win. This is Charlotte Flair.
Interesting. Interesting. Lugie?
Number one, this will be the best match on the show. Anytime that Ronda's had time to prepare for a match, she's been great. We know Charlotte Flair, she's the most decorated women wrestler history, certainly in WWE history, and Becky Lynch is going to be the top star in the company. This show will end and can only end in one way, and that is to have Becky Lynch tap out Ronda Rousey. That's it. That's the only way the show can end. That's it. Charlotte Flair's not winning. Ronda's, I've heard some people pick Ronda. The match ends. She's their new biggest star. She ends with both belts tapping out Ronda Rousey. That's what it's wrestling 101. You build up the big heel.
No, not with Vince.
Not with Vince.
He loves doing
this.
There's
no
Everyone
way
wants
they're
going to
end WrestleMania.
Everybody
with
wants
Flair
Brock
winning.
To lose.
Listen to them.
And he.
He's going to.
He
not,
beat
it's not the main event. And,
it doesn't
and
matter.
Seth Rollins is not the top star in the company.
Fellas,
all right, we got to go.
Fellas.
We have a longer podcast, Evan. Actually, the Evan Roberts podcast.
That I was not invited on.
We talked about for like 90 minutes.
90 minutes.
So if this 10 minutes didn't bore you enough, then
no Rosenberg.
No, well, because I actually figured it needed to only be two people. Because if it was three people, it would have been 3 hours. We got an hour and a half, and it was just me and Lugie. And by the way, one of the reviews I always get when Lugie's on one of these podcasts, and it kind of bothers me that they say this way, they say, I'm surprised. That's the line that bothers me. I'm surprised how good Lugie is. And I say, well, hold on a second. You're surprised? Lugie's very good. He's very good. You hear him when you pop in as a producer. You're a very talented guy. So I get offended for you when I hear that. Now, I know it's a compliment because they're saying you're very good, but I don't like that. They're surprised. Why are they surprised? What are you doing to surprise people? You're a talented guy.
Yeah, I don't really have anything witty to say here, but I was going to say, is that management that said that? No, I'm teasing. But anyway, no, it is what it is. Maybe they pigeonhole the producer. They don't think I can talk or don't have an opinion. But I could tell you this, Evan. Before you were a host,
yes.
You were just like me.
That's right, baby.
That's right.
Now, by the way, I think Becky's going to win. I think both of you make very valiant points that you never know with the WWE, and it's a credit to them. They don't let things be predictable anymore like we saw last year with Lesnar. So would it stun me if Charlotte won? It wouldn't stun me completely the more I think about it. Same thing with Ronda. I do think, though, Lugie's right, Becky's going to win. The one difference I have is Becky will not top out Ronda Rousey. They will keep her strong. Even if she leaves for a period of time, she will tap out Charlotte Flair. So think about that. Boomer and Geo had Becky Lynch on just yesterday. She is going to close WrestleMania 35 as the ultimate winner.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.